If you're a parent, teacher, or school leader, and you're sick and tired of the frustration, anger, and unfair treatment of children at high risk in our public schools, then perhaps it's time for all of us to do something about it. In this podcast, Dr. Amitra Berry brings you tips, tools, strategies, and tactics to build successful solutions while touching, moving, and inspiring all of us to transform our schools so that every child thrives. Here's your host, Dr. Berry.
Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." Welcome back, Equity Warriors. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Educational Equity for Emancipation, the podcast where I shine a light on the struggles and victories in the journey towards fairness in our school communities. Now make sure you subscribe to the show, turn on notifications, share, and smash that like button. Today I want to face a tough subject head on, and that is racial discrimination in schools. And while I'm always talking about this, today's a little bit different. So before we dive into today's story, I want to set a scene. Racial discrimination in schools isn't just about hurt feelings. Racial discrimination is a barrier that can derail a child's future. It silences voices, and it reinforces a cycle of inequality. Racial discrimination is about denying students the basic right to learn and to experience school in a safe, physically and psychologically safe environment. Now, today's story isn't going to be easy to hear, but it's necessary. Our story begins in Horry County, South Carolina, and Horry is spelled H-O-R-R-Y, the H is silent. Horry County, South Carolina, a mom by the name of Crystal Dozier has taken a stand for her daughter, a 17-year-old Black student who is faced with racial discrimination. Now, in the lawsuit and the media, the child is referred to as NC because she is a minor, but that seems so impersonal, so I'm going to call her Jasmine. Not her real name, but it works for me. The lawsuit that was filed tells a story of exclusion, disrespect, and the struggle for dignity at a high school by the name of Green C. Floyd's High School. Now, the lawsuit alleges that when Jasmine showed an interest in the tennis team, she was ignored, first met with silence, later with hostility by no less than the coach. The coach, a woman by the name of Webster, who happens to be white. Now, Jasmine eventually was allowed to join the team, but the discrimination didn't stop. It got worse. This young lady, this athlete, this child, Jasmine, was laughed at by her coach when she asked how she could improve her skills. And Jasmine was used as target practice for the rest of the team. And I just want you to close your eyes and imagine being the practice of target, hitting tennis balls at a child during practice. This isn't tennis. This isn't sport. It sure as hell isn't coaching. It's cruelty. It's inhumane. What happened after that doesn't get any better. And this isn't just about the tennis team. It's about the right to be heard and treated fairly. So Jasmine approached her coach, Ms. Webster, to tell her she felt like she was being treated unfairly because of her race. Coach Webster didn't listen. She got angry. So Jasmine found herself in a tough spot. Didn't get any easier when an assistant principal by the name of Ms. Price and other staff got involved. Now, you would think that the principal and assistant principal would be a little more helpful, but they didn't listen to Jasmine's concerns. In fact, they made it seem like she was the problem. So, of course, Jasmine's mom, Mrs. Dozier, gets involved. She gets pulled in and then was cornered by the school officials who accused Jasmine of being aggressive when she wasn't aggressive. That's something that they always want to put on Black girls, that they were aggressive. The school try to quiet them down, get the Dozers to back off. They said they didn't take complaints about race issues. Now, that doesn't make any sense at all. Now, feeling like she wasn't getting anywhere and things were actually getting worse, Jasmine quit the tennis team because the situation was just too much to handle. Keep in mind, this is a student athlete. She still has coursework to deal with. But she also had a secret weapon, this little thing called evidence. And when Mom played a recording of a meeting between Jasmine and the coach to school administrators, that assistant principal, Miss Price, who also is white, had to admit that they lied about what happened with Jasmine and offered what I'd call a little too little and far too late apology. Even after that, Jasmine was bullied at school continuously. It became so bad that eventually she had to just leave the school for good. Now, I said at the outset that this story might be hard to listen to. It's tough because it shows how sometimes even the people who are supposed to be caring for our children, the people we entrust to safeguard our children, the people we send them to school every day to provide for their education, that these people sometimes can be evil, filled with hate and racism. And it shows how important it is to stand up for yourself, even when it's hard. So I want you to remember the three D's: document, document, and document. And then report. If you or someone you know is facing discrimination, keep a record of every incident. Write it down. And if your mobile phone has a recording app on it, which almost every smartphone does, learn how to use it. And then report the discrimination with evidence, whether it's to school officials, district boards, civil rights organizations. Making your voice heard is the first step to change. And then know your rights. Educate yourself and your community about the rights protected under the Civil Rights Act. There are workshops, community meetings, and even social media that can be platforms for spreading awareness to support and support. It's time to take a stand. Get involved in your school board meetings. Know who's representing your interests. Vote for change, because when we're silent, we allow injustice to thrive. So let's be the voice for every Jasmine in every school, in every city, every state. Speak up, vote, and make a difference. No, we can't change our past, but we can shape the future. And when we come together, when we lift each other up, we create a world where every child, every student, every dreamer has a place to thrive. Thanks for joining me today. Let's turn the tide against injustice. And don't worry about the things you cannot change. Change the things you can no longer accept. I'll see you next time.
That's it for today's episode of the 3E Podcast. Head over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in a grand prize drawing to win a $25,000 value private VIP day with Dr. Berry herself. Be sure to head over to 3epodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Dr. Berry's gift. Then join us on the next episode.